call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, we would say a rock fence.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying a liquid in? Not really so large, about this big. It's got a handle, you know.
A pail.
Okay. And would you call it the same thing whether it was made out of metal or wood? Or
usually we do, yes.
Call it a pail right on?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word pigeon?
Pigeon?
Pigeon, to mean a pail.
I've heard it all right, but nobody here much use it.
Can you recall where you heard the word?
No, tell you the truth, I don't remember where I heard it, but I've heard it. But whether it was in Carolina or Georgia,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't say.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything besides a frying pan?
No, I don't know that I have.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Well, sometimes we say spigot, sometimes we say faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Oh. Well now, we used to, on the barrel, way back when I was a boy, they were wood, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we called them faucets.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's out in the yard? And the kind of thing that you'd hook a hose up to.
Well, we usually say spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Usually put in a large bag anymore.
Okay. Now, this is a different kind of bag. Now, what do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? I know we used to put them over oysters when we were steaming oysters.
Yeah.
And what do you call that kind of bag?
Lord, I'll tell you, I don't know. I haven't seen one in so long.
Well, people used to, at least I've been told, that people used to buy 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes in one of these.
Yeah,
kind of things.
That's right. Well, now, some people say a sack,
mm-hmm.
and some call it a bag right on, see, just
well,
like a crocus bag, you know.
What do you call a small musical instrument about that long, I guess? The person puts it up to his mouth and blows on it?
Oh, harmonica.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you put it up your teeth and pick it like that?
Some people says Jew's harp and some Jew harp. I don't know which
okay.
might be correct.
Yeah, if you think of more than one answer for these things, I'd like to hear them all.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle? And one child says,